This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wai Deilang Pariyat. The headlines for today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Hagrama Mohilari on being sworn in as the chief executive member of the Bodoland Territorial Council. Upcoming Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 plenary conference is set to take place in Kohima this November. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio expresses grief over the demise of former UPA Lokayukta Mayang Lima. Two persons killed in road accident last evening along National Highway 6 in Riboy district of Meghalaya. And now the news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday congratulated Hagrama Mohilari on being sworn in as the chief executive member of the Bodoland Territorial Council. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished him and his team success for their tenure. Mr. Modi added that he and the Assam government would continue to support the Bodoland Territorial Council and collectively work to fulfill the great Budofa Upendranath Brahma's vision and ensure its all-round development. The upcoming Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Zone 3 plenary conference is set to take place in Kohima this November. In preparation for the event, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharangan Mankumer met with Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in New Delhi on Saturday. They discussed the proposed establishment of the Northeast Regional Parliamentary Studies, Training and Research Centre. Mr. Mankumer briefed the Lok Sabha Speaker on the ongoing preparations for the plenary conference and emphasised its importance in fostering regional cooperation and dialogue along the northeastern states. Speaker Om Birla expressed his interest in visiting Nagaland and confirmed his support and presence at the conference. He also expressed hope that speakers and legislators from the region would make full use of the platform to deliberate on critical policy matters and regional concerns needing national attention. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, and several others, including political parties, have expressed grief over the demise of former UPA Lokayukta of Nagaland, Mayang Lima. He succumbed to critical injuries sustained in a car accident near Golaghat, Assam yesterday. He was 72 years old. The fatal accident occurred in the early hours when he, along with three others, were travelling from Tuli under Mukuchung district to Dimapur. One female occupant of the vehicle died on the spot. The funeral service of Mayang Lima will be held in Dimapur today. Mr. Lima was appointed Nagaland's first UPA Lokayukta in 2019. Two persons were killed and another sustained serious injuries in a road accident late last evening along National Highway 6 near Umsaw Nongkhrai village in Riboy district of Meghalaya. According to police reports, the accident took place when a truck crashed into a Bolero vehicle belonging to the Meghalaya Department of Sports and Youth Affairs. Three men were travelling in the Bolero at the time of the incident. Two died on the spot and the third suffered grievous injuries and was rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment. Police later apprehended the truck driver and took him to Nongpo Police Station for further questioning. Preliminary investigation suggests that the empty truck lost control and hit the Bolero head-on. The 90-road construction company of the 42 Border Roads Task Force under Project Vartak successfully retrieved a Tawang-bound travel bus that had plunged into a deep gorge on the BCT road near Baisakhi Dirang in Arunachal Pradesh on Thursday. Despite the challenging terrain and limited accessibility, the operation was carried out with utmost precision, ensuring safety and efficiency. The recovery efforts had begun on 3rd October and continued through the 4th of October. Local residents and officials have commended the professionalism, dedication and resilience of the BRTF team. Arunachal Pradesh will launch its first commercial coal mine at Namchik Namphuk Coal Block in Changlang District today. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy will perform the Bhumi Pujan. The Coal Ministry informed that the mine is expected to generate over 100 crore rupees annually as revenue for Arunachal Pradesh, creating jobs and prosperity for the youth. The Coal Ministry also informed that this initiative carries forward Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of East, or Empower, Act, Strengthen, Transform. It added that the launch of the Namchik Namphuk Coal Block will embody the integration of development, ecology, and support the country's energy security, community welfare, and Atmanirbhar Bharat. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chalna Main, has commended the Ministry of Coal under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the transformative initiative. Terming the initiative a new era for Arunachal Pradesh, Mr. Main, in a social media post, said that the launch of the Namchik Nampo commercial coal block marks a major step towards growth, self-reliance and employment generation in the state. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma attended the closing function of the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Indian Catholic Youth Movement at the Divine Retreat in Kerala yesterday. Mr. Sangma urged the Catholic youth to live courageously and stand as beacons of hope in times of uncertainty. He called on the youth to focus on wellness and practical skills and to harness technology as an instrument of truth and kindness. The Tripura State Electricity Corporation Limited will supply 40 megawatt power to Mizoram during Christmas celebrations, a long tradition of exchange of power between the two neighboring states, an official said yesterday. During Durga Puja, the Mizoram State Power Corporation arranged for 40 megawatt of power to Tripura to ensure an uninterrupted supply of electricity during the festivities. Justice Suman Sen will be sworn in as Chief Justice of the High Court of Meghalaya by Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar on the 8th of this month at the Raj Bhavan in Shillong. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Suman Sen, Judge of the Calcutta High Court, as the Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court, with effect from the date he assumes charge of his office. Justice Sen did his schooling from St. Lawrence High School at Kolkata, and he passed the LLB examination from the University of Calcutta in 1990, securing the highest mark and stood first in the examination. Enrolled as an advocate under the Bar Council of West Bengal in January of 1991, Justice Suman Sen was elevated as judge of the Calcutta High Court on the 13th of April 2011. The Kaziranga National Park has welcomed back a rare visitor after two decades, the painted stork. On 3rd October, a pair of these striking birds was sighted in the park, sparking excitement among ornithologists and wildlife enthusiasts alike. Easily recognized by its rose-pink feathers, black and white plumage, and long yellow-orange bill, the painted stork is considered near-threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Every October, as winter approaches, Kaziranga's wetlands transform into a haven for migratory birds arriving from distant regions. The painted stork's reappearance alongside this annual spectacle of avian diversity underscores the park's role as one of South Asia's richest birding landscapes. Today is Lakshmi Purnima, when the goddess of prosperity is worshipped in households and puja pandals within a week after Durga Puja. People clean their houses, decorate them with finery and lights, and prepare sweet treats and delicacies on the occasion. Also known as Kojagori Loki Puja, it is celebrated in the evening with all family and community members participating. The Guwahati-based National Center of Excellence will host the BWF World Junior Badminton Championships from today. The championship, which is returning to India after 17 years, will be played in two phases from the 6th to the 19th of October. The first phase will see 36 teams vying for the coveted Swarnadeepananta Cup in the mixed team championships, followed by the individual championships for the I-level cup. India is placed in Group H alongside United Arab Emirates, Sri Lanka and Nepal. Host India will open its campaign against Nepal today, followed by a match against Sri Lanka on Tuesday and UAE on Wednesday. Players from some of the front-ranking countries, including China, Japan, Singapore, Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, France, Netherlands, Australia, Canada, Denmark, have already reached Guwahati for the event. The second edition of the Indrajit Namchum Arunachal League 2025 officially commenced on Saturday at the Golden Jubilee Stadium, Upia. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Pema Khandu praised Indrajit Namchum for his contributions and expressed optimism for the future of football in Arunachal Pradesh. He emphasized that leagues like this would create economic opportunities for players and highlighted upcoming projects aimed at strengthening sports infrastructure. The tournament will run till the 8th of November and feature 10 different teams. Once again, we take a look at the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Hargrama Mohinari on being sworn in as the Chief Executive Member of the Borderland Territorial Council. The upcoming Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 plenary conference is set to take place in Kohima this November. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio expresses grief over the demise of former UPA Lokayukta Mayan Lima. Two persons killed in a road accident last evening along National Highway 6 in Jibor District of Meghalaya. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Fani Shillong. Have a nice day.